The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone. Kind of warms my heart to be able to sit down here and be able, having the opportunity, the honor to be able to teach this. So thank you. So earlier this week, a lot of the emphasis has been in staying close to what is directly visible here and now, that which is immediate, the extended moment, the leisurely moment, the ability to just really stay here to see what's happening in a deeper way. And responding to a kind of a call. Come look. And so this ability to be calm and settled and that comes with this extended present moment. You have time for the present. Give yourself time for it. There's also a call to like see it, to be here. And what is the call to see? And the call to see, what we're asked to see, what's available to us that's not available when the mind is stressed and jumping around a lot or preoccupied with things, it sees a path to what is wholesome, path to what is freeing, a path to peace and happiness, that it's difficult to see if the mind is preoccupied and caught. When the mind is preoccupied, caught, stressed, that itself more likely is going to help produce more agitation, more anger, fear, greed, being caught in desires and aversions. But when we take time for this present moment, take time for time, then we have a chance to see something that is maybe hidden from the preoccupied mind. And we can see the difference between what the mind does that has an ouch in it and what the mind does that has an ah in it. We can see where the mind gets involved in stress, in suffering, and where the mind can be involved in letting go and being peaceful, where the mind can kind of follow, in that which kind of says, ah, this is good, this is good. And as that path to ah, this is good opens up, then things that are good, things that are ah, that involve stress, that involve agitation or a lot of energy, that part of it is seen, oh, we don't need to do that. Let's go to the ah that's more peaceful, more settled. So this is the advantage of sitting quietly and being kind of open to the present and taking our time with it, that something shows up, something appears. Come see, to hear, to see the difference between, oh, that's an ouch and that's an ah. We don't have to analyze it, figure it out, understand why it's there. But in that peacefulness, and then not doing so much in the mind, to allow yourself to kind of go in the direction of the ah, where it's peaceful and quiet and settled. A lot of wonderful things open up there. And the analogy for this meditation a little bit would be that there's something that you're searching for that is really fantastic for you. Maybe it's a loved one or a long lost friend, or maybe it's a wonderful treasure that you know about. And you're told that you have to follow the clues in the jungle to find it, or clues in the city, wherever you are. And the clues are something that's not so difficult to see if you're quiet and peaceful, if you're kind of attentive and not preoccupied. And so you stay attentive, you're motivated. Wow, yes, I'll follow this trail that's onward leading to this wonderful thing. So as we sit today, maybe this can be the orientation, is to give yourself time for time so that your heart, your mind can be sensitive to what you're doing in the mind and the heart that's either a ouch or an ah. And lean in the direction of ah. Trust the ah. Have confidence that you don't have to be involved. You don't have to be committed to or entangled with the ouch. Be committed to the ah, the simplicity of it, the opening to it. So assuming a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. With the exhale, relaxing. With the exhale, making space for time. Leisurely time to breathe in, to breathe out. Letting your breathing return to normal. And no matter how you're breathing, maybe you can, your attitude, your feeling about your breathing can switch from somehow an ouch to an ah. Whatever way you're breathing is okay. Is there a way of holding it, being with it, with a mind that's has an ah attitude about, okay, this is how it is. On the exhale, relaxing in your body. And then settling into your body breathing. Maybe with a feeling in the mind, the whole body, that you have a lot of time, infinite time, just to be here with your experience, here and now. As you exhale, to calm the mind for these minutes here meditating. There's many things you don't have to be involved in. It's a good time, an ah time, to trust a quieter mind. Mind that's not in a hurry. Not trying to engineer something in meditation. Just here. And if you find yourself with thoughts and feelings, attitudes, emotions which have an ouch to them, it's okay. But in the quiet of the meditation, can you feel and sense that there's a way to tap into da. An awe of wholesome attitude, an easier way of being. Not being entangled. And then as you sit here, being with your breath, be sensitive to the path of ah. Just ah, here, now, breathing. Be quiet enough to feel the direction of And if there's an ouch which remains, see if you can shift a way of being, that the way your attitude of ouch is closer to something good. So you're not limited by the ouch. But you move towards the unlimited That's part of the unlimited now. And then to end this sitting, to consider how when we're stressed and harried, deeply troubled and caught up in things, how there might not be much room to feel and sense and take in the humanity of others, to really sense their fullness and who they are, and that's maybe deeper than what they say and what they do sometimes. And to reflect on how it's like to meet with people when we have time and availability, our hearts available. We have plenty of time to sense, to feel, to see others. Maybe at a time when we feel safe and comfortable. And nothing needs to happen except being together, accompanying someone. And probably the latter, there's more opportunities for more opportunities to feel and sense how you can move towards kindness, and compassion, generosity, care. So at the end of meditation session, chances are, more often than not, that you're in a state of way of being that can access a greater degree of healthy sensitivity, healthy attitude towards others. And to give voice to that, to take a few moments to give time for that, what comes out of that, as a way of also supporting and reinforcing a positive way of being in the world. So to end with dedication of the benefits. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may each of us have the wisdom and the presence to support this possibility. Thank you.